Can't believe I got to check in fried chicken chicken.
Yep.
You should have posted a selfie with the cane.
God, damn it.
It's never too late.
I already... I'll Instagram that.
So is back-checking a thing that people do on Untappd?
Very much so,
I've seen that.
Especially that guy right there is guilty of it.
Oh, yeah?
What is it?
It's where you check in beers that you've had, like, you're not having, but you had, like, yesterday or whatever.
I've done that. I, a lot of times, forget to check
things. But then people, like,
say
that they're back-checking. It's just, it's another reason I don't like Untappd.
Wait, we're bad-mouthing Untappd now? What the hell?
It's another reason I don't use it.
Whatever. You don't use it because you're...
Because I'm lazy.
Wayne.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want to use it. I'm just too tired to.
You guys need to sleep more.
I know, right?
10-hour work days, 3 hours driving every day.
Yeah.
So have you noticed that Wayne's haircut is getting closer and closer to yours?
You need to go full Joe Seipel with a haircut.
Full shave. Well, the thing is, I don't want to get rid of the beard, and I don't like the way the beard and shaved head look.
No,
like,
bald guys with beards look badass.
And the cut off, like, right above the ear.
Just taper it.
Man, that's so much work. I can't even check in my beers, and you want me to taper my hair?
You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you.
Oh, my God. I love it. What's your favorite George Michael song? Blood on
my short. Father figure? No. One more try. Definitely one more try.
I thought you meant to go on a try again to name your favorite song.
No. One more try. Isn't it? That's it.
Same chord that opens up.
You're going to tear up? Oh, my God.
It's a living thing. ELO. I just did it.
What chord is it?
I don't know, but I know it's the same chord.
Like C major? Like it's opens like a million
probably,
zones.
But considering it's strings playing the same chord, to that end, it's sort of unique.
Strings playing C major.
Oh,
that's
shut
unique.
The front door.
Rest in peace, George Michael.
I'm just giving you shit. No, you're right. It
He's
does sound.
He's making music with Scott Weiland.
It does sound. It's a living thing. Yeah, yeah, I can hear it.
It's a terrible thing. What's the name of that song?
To lose.
God, Dad would fucking disown me for right now.
Angels.
That's not any better. I can still hear it.
It's literally just called "It's a Living Thing."
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's time.
Okay, we need to end this. So we can do a last call.
So, Dan.
Joe.
Today's
hold
the first.
On. Breaking news.
Breaking what?
Oh, I don't have the.
We have a question from the audience.
Oh.
Wait, there it is.
Do you want to say it into the microphone or do you want to
ask? Are we doing questions from the audience? You in the balcony.
Just curious why your name is Joe Man.
Ah, good question. That is an excellent question. I get to ask that often. My last name is perfect for a male pimp who's pimping out. gay guys, but because I don't sell men, which my last name is Mansell.
Oh my God, Mansell. I'm Mansell. Like, where the fuck are you going with this?
Just stay with me. Stay with me. Everybody calls me Joe Man because I don't sell men. Joe Man. My last name's Mansell, in case you want to look me up on Facebook. I'm the really attractive bald-headed guy, not the guy with a lot of hair from New Zealand. Yeah. So it's an abbreviation
of my
last name.
These hard-hitting questions for my audience. Right?
Anyone else from the audience have
anyone
a question?
Anyone else from the audience have a question?
Good. That was a great
chirp,
question.
Chirp,
though.
Chirp, chirp, chirp,
cricket,
chirp,
cricket,
chirp,
cricket,
chirp, chirp.
So hi. It's so great to meet you. Yes. I've been following you since your early days.
Yes.
And long time listener, first time caller. Although I'm not calling, I'm not on the phone. I'm on the microphone. So yes. I'm just really nervous. I talk a lot when I'm nervous. So what I really want to know is like what sort of inspires you as a person, and like how do you feel that you are connected to the fabric of the universe via your beer and mead, and why do you think that that means we should be married?
Well, Wayne, that's a very great question. I find that a lot of human beings in the world can be kind of shitty, really. And it's my goal in life to be the best human being I possibly can be, to be the best version of myself every day. I grab that inspiration from various things like wonderful podcasts and meeting wonderful people just like you. And I honestly find inspiration from anybody, even homeless people. They're very, very, very thoughtful, very kind. That's a person that really
puts up. Oh, my God, I am homeless. I can't believe you picked
up
on that.
So you know. Well, you know, homeless people put up with a lot of shit, like a lot
I sleep
of
in a
shit.
Two.
They even shit in themselves.
You sleep in a two?
I mean,
I sleep in it too.
Homeless people themselves, you know, they really got it tough. I mean, they're eating out of garbage cans. They're eating everybody's like leftovers. They're not even getting a hot meal unless the neighbor barfs it up and then they get a hot meal. But And that's about the only way they can get a hot meal.
I drink.
He legit had an answer for that fucked up question. This should be the new game. Let's try to ask a question that gets Joe Man to not have an answer.
So, anyway, Wayne, back to your question there before the audience, before Steph acted up there. But I just want to say that, Steph, simmer down. Steph, simmer down. I just think to be a good human being is to be the best version of you each and every day. And I don't know that we should be married because I already have a hot spouse. She's super freaking hot. And
Dan,
and I haven't
Wayne,
dated.
You're not as hot as Angela.
I have not. Fair enough. I have not dated a white person since the 80s. So that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
Joe Man for the win.
That is kind of when it went out of style.
Yeah, well, because the 80s came around. Rap was cool. It just started right before rap turned angry. That's when it was great.
Right before rap turned angry.
Yeah, rap got angry in the late 80s.
Wow. Will you sign my breasts at least?
I will sign one of your nips, but it will cost you $5.
All right, that's fair.
Or a kiss.
Oh, my God.
Best outtake ever.